The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning, it's Carl and Linda Bott. What a great day. Gosh, what? January the 26th. January the 26th, 2011, and it's going to be a great day. Hey, our phone number's here, 530-605-4567. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, you find us. We're streaming. You can listen to us on your computer, but more, you can join in on the chat room, and we've already got people in there. Indy and JRD Smiles is here. And speaking of smiling, here he is, Smiling Bad Bob.
And good morning. It's, what a mild evening. We drove home last night after, in January, mind you, with the top down on the Jeep, which kind of worries me about what's going to happen come June, you know?
Well, speaking of your top down, let's introduce Linda. She drives around like that.
Woo! I'm back in the house. 56 degrees right now. It makes you want to just have short sleeves, you know? Oh, I'm going to be high today of 72. It's great to be here. Gosh, good stuff like this. Love it when you hear positive news. Positive news, little things that we're going to tell you that's in the news. Of course, a rare baby black rhinoceros was born at the St. Louis Zoo. St. Louis. It's a rare black rhinoceros baby, of course. It's the first birth of its kind at the zoo in two decades. The baby boy, weighing in at 120 pounds, joins a tiny but growing community of black rhinos, which are critically endangered. In an effort to preserve the species, a total of 60 black rhinos are housed at 38 North American zoos. I think that's really cool. I really do. Okay, what else is in the news? The largest recall today was for proper installation of a fuel pressure sensor that could allow the sensor to vibrate loose, causing fuels to leak in the engine compartment. It affects more than 1.3 million Japan market vehicles, but also 255,000 of its luxury Lexus brand sedans in the U.S. And that is, so you are listening, 2006 to 2006 Lexus GS300. There's 350 sedans there. 2006 to 2009 Lexus IS250 sedans, and 2006 to early 2008 Lexus IS350 sedans. There is a recall going on right now, so you want to check that out.
And
anyway,
another little report from Southern California, of course, Covina. Two reports. A Covina mother has been arrested because her children were eating those marijuana-laced cookies that just happened to be in the refrigerator. And they were wrapped in plastic, but they said, oh, look, Mommy's got chocolate chip cookies. They unwrapped them, ate them, and the girls began feeling ill. And the toxicology test, of course, indicated that they were under the influence of pot. So they, since the cookie allegedly belonged to their mother, a 33-year-old, she was booked on suspicion of child endangerment.
And later on, you'll hear that she was given to it as a friend, from a friend.
For medical purposes.
For medical purposes. But she did not have a...
prescription.
Prescription.
Well, it's not a prescription anyway. It's a recommendation. There is no such thing as a prescription for medical marijuana. It's called a recommendation. And as we listened yesterday...
Poor girls.
And this is what happened. But it's the same thing as prescription drugs. You leave prescription drugs around, and the kids get into it. And but I think probably kids have been warned...
No, it's not a cookie. A cookie.
That's what I was going to say, is that the kids are probably warned more about, here, don't take things out of the pill boxes and the pill tubes and all that stuff. And they make it, harder for children to get into it. But when you have your medicinal marijuana laying around in cookie form, you got to kind of expect kids to maybe take a bite out of that. So, okay, now we're going to take our first break. We've had a lot of great news today, and we're going to have, we're going to be talking the economy, and I can't think of a better guy to come in here and talk about it than Eric Wickstrom, because after the State of the Union address, and we're going to talk State of the Union address from last night also, and we welcome your comments, because A lot was said. It looks like the president is kind of like, you know, kind of like moving toward the center in some ways. But then other things he says, you just go, what is he thinking of? Just, you know, yes, that's a good idea. But what is he thinking of when he talks about this? Well, we're going to talk about all that when we get back. Plus the fact of in Temecula, California, they wanted to deny a mosque the right to be built in Temecula. And we're going to talk about that, too, when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need, and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say sweater? That?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:14 in the morning on January the 26th. End of January is rolling through here real quick. You know, good news. The Red Bluff Bull and Gelding sale is big. It's filling up all of the hotels. They're having a great year down there this year. So that's, you know, that's really good news too. And as one of our people wrote, you know, I can't tell if there's more bull at the Red Bluff sale or in the State of the Union last night. Well, if you look at the whole chamber, I'm sure that they beat Red Bluff. Anyway, okay. Now, one of the things we talked about is the council denies an appeal. And they're going to allow a mosque in Temecula. It's Temecula, California, Riverside County. It's just on the other side of Fallbrook, California, which is butts up against the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base. And a concerned resident had appealed the Planning Commission's approval of a permit and development plan because they said it would draw, they critics say the mosque could draw Islamic extremists and flood neighborhoods with traffic. While supporters say local Muslims shouldn't be likened to terrorists, and they're right. Wait till there's some kind of proof, if there ever is. So, but what it is they were talking to about, they were using the part as parking and all the extra traffic in the area, and they're talking, but it serves about 150 families in Southwest Riverside County. So the other thing is the Martinez family has filed suit over the death of their son, and they're suing the man that struck him and killed him, and also the club owner, saying that they should have done more to prevent their son being killed in the club. And they then it addressed Steve Carlton, Shasta District Attorney, what he said, how he is reviewing the case. And as Steve said on our show, he is reviewing the case. He never said he was going to reopen it, though. He never said that he would prosecute in the case. So we'll have to see what happens there. It's a but you knew that there was going to be a civil suit. All right.
I have something that I would love to ask you. How do you feel about this? You know, we know the history of Michael Vick.
Yeah, I know, one of your favorite football players of all time.
Well, it seems that Vick has signed his first endorsement contract since his release from prison. The Philadelphia Eagles Pro Bowl quarterback inked a 2-year contract with Unequal Technologies, which is a provider of the football pads Vick wore most of last season. The deal is going to be announced on Thursday. Rob Vito said they're very excited about it. Michael is good people. He's really changed his way. He's paid his dues. And it's going to be a sizable contract. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's like this. He went to, I think, 18 months in federal prison for being a part of this. And you may not agree with, you know, with his lifestyle or the fact that he was allowed out of jail and was not hung up and cut to pieces like many people wanted, or at least hung up and, you know, and shocked like he did his dogs. Mm-hmm. However, he was caught. He was convicted. He lost his job. He went to prison, to federal prison. He is a felon. He's lost a lot of rights. He has come back from that. He has, and this wasn't soft time. This was hard time, I think.
He's lost his rights, but he's still playing pro ball.
Well, he did, but he's, you know, when after you're a felon like this, you can't vote, you can't buy, you can't have any weapons.
But he's still making millions as a pro player.
That's right. But it wasn't like he skipped. And he was slapped on the hand and said, oh, don't do that again, and all this happened.
Do you think that the kids watching him today, our young children, they look at a lot of our athletes as heroes? Do you think parents get, now Michael Vick, number whatever his number is, now I just want to remind you what he did in his past. Do you think that there's a lesson, or do you think it's just a now time?
Well, first of all, you know, using an athlete as a hero, even though it happens, is wrong. Using an athlete as a hero, because they're people and they can do things, and they do things like, you know, Babe Ruth. Everybody went, oh, Babe Ruth. But when you go back into Babe Ruth's past, you find that the Babe had some alcohol problems and some women problems and all that. But he was a big hero back then. You just didn't know about it. Now, the thing about Michael Vick is that, as a person, I probably, you know, I wouldn't want to hang around with Michael Vick, but he's paid his debt to society. At what point do you stop punishing him? Or do you punish him forever? Is this the type of thing, because he killed dogs, would you punish him? Are you going to punish him forever?
That's your way in.
No, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I'm just saying is that the fact is that he was a despicable person. And he did these things.
I don't care.
Caught, put in jail, came back, and plays football. And it gets right in. And okay, but here's the last thing. When it gets right down to it, if Attila the Hun was brought in after and could throw a football 70 yards and hit somebody, you know, in the chest with it, I think that they'd probably be looking at him. Just like anything else.
My analogy is not worthy to say over the air, but I'll tell you my analogy over the air, and you'll look at me like, no, it's...
No, I didn't look at you like that.
No, I just have a pretty hard stance on this one, but anyway, I just kind of wanted to get a weigh-in from our listeners, how you felt about it. And we have more breaking news. Actually, the chat room is very interesting, what's going on right there. You can join in KCNR1460.com and go into the chat room, register in there. You just make up your guest name if you don't want to use your real name.
And, yeah, Dennis has said he's paid his debt to society. How about when people in press stop talking about it? It'll probably happen at some point. No, Dennis, you know what? It'll never stop happening, and I'll tell you why. It was something horrendous, in our society. I know it's funny, but somebody that tortures and kills dogs, it's going to follow him around. Now, he may go on, beyond that, and he may become in his later years, a senior. Very, very well loved, and that could happen. And I hope for him and his sake that it does. But it's not now, not for the next couple of years. Are people going to forget about it? Because it just really angered people a lot. Now,
well, actually, in the first top ten highlights in USA Today, it is the top in the top ten about Michael Vick gets his first endorsement since arrest. Well, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This is Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 7:21 in the morning here on January 26th. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
When a man loves a woman.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call, where we focus on the people and companies that are making a difference in our community and for the planet. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding and examine issues that are important to all of us. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want in one fabulous evening. You guessed it, it is the 24th annual Shasta Women's Refuge All You Can Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m., dining rooms open at 5 p.m. with a no-host bar, live and silent auction items, and balloon raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious All You Can Eat Crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and always is a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at Shasta Women's Refuge, Holiday Market on Placer Street, and at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies by calling Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Co-sponsored by Haleakala Ranch, Roberts Memorial Foundation, Curtis and Elizabeth Weishan, Florence Hungerford, and Lane Larson.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, 7:24 on January the 26th, 2011.
Wow, what do you call it? The middle of the hump slump or something like
that? Hump day.
Hump day.
Middle of the... I don't know whether we should just do delays on this thing or not when she starts talking like this,
Currently 56 degrees. Oh, yes, the plumbing is almost fixed. It's not quite there, and we're talking about the plumbing at our house. This has been the beginning of the year for many of you who are listeners and loyal listeners and engage in our conversation. Yes.
And by the way, there's a lot more of you than there were last year, according to the ratings.
Going to be high today of 72. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Hey, I called the ranch yesterday. in Salmo Vineyards, out at Seven Hills Land Company. And 474-5546 on the 13th of February. Their 4 o'clock seating is sold out, but they still have only four tables left at 12 o'clock. So if you want to take your sweetie and go out and enjoy a five-course meal, there's a bottle of wine included in that price with Candace Lavolsi. Call out 474-5546. BNT Satellite. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. And call Doug out there, and they've moved their new location. We're really excited about the fact that I think in the next few months we're going to get a flat screen with an HD and continue. We love their service, and a shop local, stay local. Doug Tooley over at BNT Satellite.
244-1988. Okay, a lot of comments right now in the chat room about the Martinez case. You know, here's what, you know, as when Jerry Benito was on and said that they had even bought software, thousands of dollars worth of software, so they could go through every frame of the video that showed Adam being hit and falling to the ground. They said they went through every frame of it, you know, several times. He took it to the grand jury. He gave him the evidence. What do you think? Is there enough for me even to bring him to the grand jury? Half the grand jury said yes. Half the grand jury said no. At that point, when he's talking to all of his prosecutors, they all said the same thing. At least the impression, I don't know if they all said it. There was, you know, if they brought it, they would not get an indictment against him. Now, the next question is, well, why didn't you just, you know, bring him up on battery? That was a question I asked him, and he did hit him. Because if they can prove that there was that he hit him like that, then they could prove manslaughter. If there was no reason for Adam to be hit, which would be the battery part, then you just follow on through. You don't have to agree with this, but I'm just telling you what he said. And then as I just said, as Steve Carlton said, look, I'm going to look at it, we'll review it, but I'm not going to, there's no promises we're going to try this case. We're not going to try it if it's not in the best interest of everybody. In that case, the not just putting somebody on trial, some kind of vindication or revenge, if he knows that he can't get a conviction, if he doesn't think there's enough there. So that's, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because according to Carlton, that we should know within a month about what he's going to do with that. So everybody that's in here, they're talking about this, what he was doing, what he wasn't doing, the changes in testimony. You're absolutely right. All that stuff was going on. And it is a mess. It is a mess. Let's talk about something before we go at the break, because I want to talk after the break about the State of the Union address from Obama. And he came up with some good proposals. They're nebulous, but they're still proposals that could, that sound good. And then about what the Republicans say. But here's something. Doug LaMalfa, our senator from right here, is going to be serving as a leading Republican member of both the Natural Resources Committee and the Elections and Constitutional Amendments Committee, as well as several other committees. And I think one of those committees is the Veterans, Committee on Veterans. And the Natural Resources and Water Committee covers subjects ranging from water supply to forestry. And the committee has a key impact in our North State communities. Well, we're glad that Senator LaMalfa is there, because we're having, at the beginning of the water wars up in Siskiyou County, they're going to be spreading everywhere, the point where the Fish and Game Department want people to sign away their own, their own rights for water, to give the state the right to the private individual's water, something that's been deeded to them, something that's been in their families for, decades. And I don't understand the reasoning behind this. What they're saying is to save a threatened species, which isn't even native to the area, the coho salmon. I think it's another grab by the government to take something from private property owners. And I hope that Senator LaMalfa can do something about this. The good thing, he's on those committees. The bad thing is a lot of times you don't get to do a lot of good things because it's controlled by the other party. All right, when we come back, like I said, we want to talk about the State of the Union. We want to talk about things that could have been said, should have been said, and what are we going to do about this deficit? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox Business Network. Shares of Boeing under pressure after reporting fourth quarter results. The aircraft company's earnings beating estimates by 45 cents, the same amount Boeing included for a tax settlement. However, revenue falling short of Wall Street's expectations as Boeing made fewer commercial airplane deliveries from a year ago. Toyota announcing the recall of more than 1.7 million vehicles worldwide for various defects that may cause gas to leak. The majority of affected vehicles are in Japan, but also include two Lexus models here in North America. Toyota saying no accidents are suspected to be related to those problems. But since 2009, the number of recalls for the automaker standing now at nearly 16 million. As for the markets, slow go in early trade on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up just 5 points. Same story on the NASDAQ and S&P 500. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Every day, more people wake up with America's number one morning news show. Breaking news you need to know, guests you have to see, and stories that have everyone talking. Steve, Brian, and Gretchen, the fair and balanced news team more Americans trust.
You get news like you don't see it on other channels.
We have a conversation with America.
The difference with Fox and Friends is that we also bring you tons of fun, and you're just not going to find that anywhere else.
Weekdays, wake up to Friends. Wake up to Fox and Friends, only on Fox.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Get on board the train to success and join the Chamber today for a stronger local economy. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The holidays are over, and it's time to start a new year by joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And yes, in some areas, if you get it, you know, turn us on your computer and you can hear us, you know, better, depending on where you're at. It's January the 26th, 2011. It's 57 degrees already. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. You want a great meal, a great breakfast, at just a great price? Try Lumberjacks. 501 East Cypress. And for $3.99, you get ham and eggs, including hash browns, two eggs and toast. $4.99 for chicken fried steak. $5.99 for New York steak. Great prices. And Lumberjacks delivers. And that isn't just like a little bitty portion on your plate. They fill the plate up. So Lumberjacks for breakfast, 501 East Cypress.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we, of course, have Eric from Five Star Bank. And I think it's very time appropriate that he schedule, especially with the what we had heard last night, so many questions that have been coming in regarding what our future economy will be, and somebody who's got their finger on the trigger when it comes to like laws that are being passed with the banking. Don't go away, because you're going to want to make sure you listen to our guest at 8 o'clock.
Right now, last night, the State of the Union address, you know, Obama, you know, started to kind of reach across the aisle. Some of the things he was talking about is things that the Republicans have been saying. And he endorsed several ideas long favored by the Republicans, i.e. a reduction in corporate tax rates, a redoing of the tax code, making it a lot simpler, and an end to pet spending projects by lawmakers called earmarks. Of course, when he said that, Harry Reid says right after the speech, yeah, don't look like that's going to happen. He agreed with the Republicans on a need to rein in spending and proposed a five-year freeze on a portion of the domestic spending. Now, that portion is like 25%. It doesn't touch Social Security. It doesn't touch Medicare. It freezes the wages of many of the government, federal workers. But it also freezes them at this level, which has been the highest in years. It didn't do anything to address specifically how we're going to get out of the $14 billion, the $1.4 trillion deficit, or the $14 trillion national debt, where 42 cents of every dollar is going to pay. It didn't address what's going on in the Department of Defense. They're not going to cut in Department of Defense. We're in the middle of two wars. I imagine we'll be pulling out of Iraq here by the end of this summer, as they're saying. However, we still will be leaving troops there. Afghanistan, on the other hand, is still ramping up, and we still have no clear-cut idea what's going to happen there. The other things we were talking about was the providing an internet. Some of the things that Obama wants to do is provide a wireless service to everywhere in the United States. Well, I think that there's private companies that would do that. I'm sure there is private companies that will do that. Why does the government have to do that? That's just another way of spending money.
Because they can turn it off.
Well, that's the other thing. See, here's the thing is, that's what you have to watch out. They're already starting to pass laws about, FCC is starting to restrict already those internets by saying you've got to give everybody equal access in here, in the sense of, people without the internets, instead of making a profit in it, they want to make sure they level the playing field, is the way I understand it.
Well, the expansion of Google, 6,200 workers they are hiring, and that was announced the same day that Yahoo cut 100 to 150 workers. So Google is in there. In the playing field big time.
Well, yeah, and it will
change in the face of our world.
Yeah.
Facebook just announced that they were expanding their server facility up in, I think it's Jamesville, Oregon, a rural town near Portland, and they're going to put like 600 people to work up there. A huge expansion of the Facebook server farm.
And but here we go back to this is providing the wireless connectivity to people. And this is what Obama says the government can do this. Well, the government doesn't have to do this. The government just has to get out of the way and watch the private companies. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing today?
Great.
Great, Jay.
Hey, you guys know what a honest politician looks like, right?
Never seen one.
Yeah, me neither.
I have, actually.
Well, yeah,
that was general. I'm not going to back.
Here's what I truly believe. I truly believe people get into public service like that for the best intentions. I really
right,
do.
But,
And
but
then
by the time they get to
changes.
That level, they usually have sold their soul to somebody.
At some point, when they take things that they truly believe in, and they start waffling on them, then at that point, I think that the reasons they went into public service have changed.
And it's sad to see.
It is sad, but still.
It was an interesting speech last night, and I had a question. I haven't heard. I know to come here for the facts. Michelle Malkin, you know, Chris. I only heard the Chris Matthews attacking her thing. She didn't actually say that the Founding Fathers got rid of slavery, did she?
I don't know. I did not hear that.
Let's look it up.
I was just curious because I was listening to your earlier show before you guys come on the Washington Times part.
Yeah,
which
is a great news. Which is a great news source too.
Yeah, it's a nice balanced approach.
And yeah,
they were using some of the Chris Matthew bites, and then I took a couple runs, and I don't really know the truth of it. So I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
No, I hadn't heard that, but I know that MSNBC is on the run right now since Keith Olbermann left. So we can only hope that.
Well, maybe they get in a tingly feeling up their leg.
I understand that Keith Olbermann went to work for Fox. Yeah, they've got a picture of him on Fox.
Issued him a broom.
Issued him a broom there.
Hannity and Olbermann.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. Jay, drive safe out there.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thanks. That's Jay, our yellow cab guy. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We want to finish up on some more of the State of the Union. Let us know how you feel. 605-4567.
Let it all out. These are the things I can.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Bot on the spot. Linda Bot on the spot.
Hey. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Bott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Elegant Soul, Mike's Music, and the Mount Shasta Mall. See you then.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:44 in the morning, January the 26th.
You know, I'm going to have tickets to give away tomorrow, and also Thursday night on my show On the Spot with Linda Bott. Karen Lovely is going to be on, and of course we're going to have Jay, the taxi
driver and a taxi man can.
taxi man.
Yeah. And of course, on stage with Lisa, and I have some other really exciting guests. It's a jam-packed show. Tickets to give away on Thursday night, but tomorrow as well. For the Blues Festival that's happening down at the Cascade Theater on the 29th. So I'll be giving tickets away for that tomorrow. And you don't want to miss Karen Lovely. She is going to rock the house, and she's on tour right now. She'll be calling in, and we're going to have a nice interview with her and play some cuts from her album. That's happening tomorrow and Thursday night.
Great. Okay, now, other things that happened in the State of the Union address. You know, we've said as how Obama's kind of moving toward the center. He needs to after Democrats had a big can of whoop-ass opened up on him during the November elections. But what he did was he went back to his other side when he said that he's renewed his opposition to a permanent extension of tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. He can say that now after he rolled on the other one. And he called for another effort on immigration reform and warned against broad change in his health care overhaul. Now, the thing about that on his effort on immigration reform, is the way I understood it, was that to allow the children born here in the United States to work their way into the citizenship line there. I've got some questions about that. I need to read more about this, but just on the first blush on this is, if we're going to let the children be citizens, let them work their way into becoming a citizen of this country because they were born here, which some people say, hey, well, wait a minute, they were born here, so they're automatically citizens. Unless he was talking about the ones that were children that were brought here, because, you know, under the law that they are citizens. And what about the parents? What if the children were brought here and they've gone through school and all that? What about the parents? Are they excluded from this, and so that they could be deported? Immigration reform has to be done. I don't know what he has in mind. I don't know if anybody does. But the first thing they have to do is address it. They have not done that. They haven't. They haven't addressed in his speech national security. The idea of immigration reform is great, but what do you mean by immigration reform? Do you mean actually shutting down the border so that people can't keep coming across? Is it going to be one of those things, hey, in 2 weeks we're going to shut down the border, we're putting a lot of different, you know, we're going to put agencies down, and we're going to put down technology, which could shut down the border right now, if you wanted it to, if you had the national will to do that. Is it going to be like a baby rush? Let's all run across the border, have our babies, and then go back home, like many of them do?
I'm just going to also, are you finished with that thought? So I'm going to add a couple things that have come in. You know, and the reason I say this is because, you know, for many people, they're planning their holidays. Well, the attacks on cruises are canceling, a lot of the cruise lines are canceling calls in Mazatlan. Seems that three major cruise lines, including Holland America, Princess, and Disney Cruise Lines, are diverting ships that normally visit the West Coast port as part of Mexican Riviera voyages from California. Disney says the Disney Wonder, which was scheduled to visit Mazatlan regularly through April as part of a new seven-night Mexico itinerary, will not go back. Instead, it's going to spend extra time in Cabo San Lucas. Just FYI.
Well, we have friends that have canceled trips down there because of what was happening. The you know, the idea of having a happy vacation down there, and then they tell you can't walk over past this street past a certain time, that doesn't sound to me like a happy vacation. And again, it goes back to the border. I just think what we're going to have here is that we need to do something about the $14 trillion national debt. We're at the verge of falling behind other countries as far as being a as being a world power. I mean, you can say what you want, but when we owe so much money to an enemy, and let's not ever forget that China does not have our best interest in their heart. They don't. They care about the Chinese, as they should. They do not care what happens to us, except in the extent that they all have so many of our dollars, they don't want us to devalue it, as they have devalued their currency.
Have you heard the term parrot head?
Oh.
Well, I mean, speaking of cruises, Jimmy Buffett Just finished crooning. It's been a lovely cruise. And he fell off the stage at the Horton Pavilion in Sydney, Australia Tuesday night and was rushed to the hospital with a severe head injury. He's in stable condition, but one of the audience members told the Daily Telegraph that it appeared he had struck his head and he was bleeding. But, I mean, I'm just bringing to you stuff that's happening and is coming off the press. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
When I was a child, I was taught jealousy was something to be ashamed of. Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. People have been taught for thousands of years not to covet thy neighbor. In other words, do not be jealous of your fellow man. But jealousy seems to feed on itself, and if enough people are involved, it seems justified, and the shame is gone. When I was a child, thou shalt not covet seemed to be one of the least important commandments, since it seems so easy to comply. As an adult, I can see the ancient wisdom of this simple commandment by the anger, resentment, and unhappiness that so many in our nation are experiencing today. There are politicians in Washington that encourage jealousy and resentment towards the wealthy, the haves against the have-nots, one American against another, when they should be working to ensure success for all Americans. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Are you a movie buff? Or do you just like movies like I do? If you do, join Don Shulman every Sunday from 11 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be talking about your favorite movie, your least favorite movie, what's happening in the movie industry, what's releasing, what's going on, and hearing from you, the most important person, the critic. So join me, Don Shulman, every Sunday from 11 to 12 here on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:53 in the morning, January the 26th. It's 56 degrees out there. It's going to be 72, 73 today there, Bad Bob?
That's, yeah, it's like I said last night, you know, didn't have the heat on, had the top down on the Jeep, and I'm going, this is so wrong in January.
I know, you know, and I keep thinking as I'm out there, I'm watching the gladiolas, you know, are pushing up through there, and you're looking at green grass, and you're looking at all the buds on the trees. No, no, not the other buds, but the buds on real trees. And you have to ask yourself, is this it? I mean, are we in the middle of, are we just going to get, by the time
July.
August comes around, it's going to be 230 degrees? Well, you know, climate change, you're right, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, you know, the one thing that everybody, you know, the locals, and this is, you know, the Record Searchlight did a good job on this on the front page. They talked to people from both parties, anywhere from the Tea Party to the Democratic Central Steering Committee, which is still there, but homeless. And they asked about what they thought, and they both all, I think they both agreed, is that, okay, there were things said, but there was no specifics how you're going to do this. The fact is that the Republicans' counterpoint afterwards is that we're on the tipping point, that we have to start paying this down. We have to start cutting our spending and start paying this back. 240, I think somebody just wrote, $250 million a year, just $250 billion a year just on interest and what we owe. It's just getting to be a it's getting to be too much. Now, okay, changing some subjects over. That Rahm Emanuel, the one that was running for mayor, the chief of staff for Obama, and he there was a front runner. He has all this money. Everybody's like, you know, already starting to bow down.
But,
well, the first court said, yeah, you can run. The higher court said, sorry, guy, you didn't live here for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But the Illinois Supreme Court said, wait a minute, do not print any ballots without Rahm Emanuel's name until we can look at this. And then right after that, it said that Emanuel had just picked up the one of the largest union votes right there, right after that. And so you have to ask yourself, Linda and Bad Bob, do you really think that an Illinois court is going to keep Rahm Emanuel off the ticket for the mayor of the most powerful city in Illinois, maybe one of the most powerful cities in America?
They'll vote with their kneecaps.
What, you mean? you mean if they don't vote, they get kneecapped, right? Okay, somebody named Guido walks over. This guy has no nose; it's a flat nose, and he comes in with a baseball bat and says, "Maybe I want to introduce you to my little friend." I don't know. I think that
that's your Chicago way.
Yeah, you know, they say no. You go to the next court. Then you go to the next court. He's scrambling, but what they did is they gave him some time. Now it looks like they're just going to see if they're going to look at it, and they're not even going to have, I think, arguments. They're just going to say, does he have the right to run for mayor in Chicago, even though that he had, you know, he had a house there, but he had it rented out, and he hadn't even been back in a year. I don't know if there's a loophole there, but I have a feeling that with the amount of money and lawyers that Rahm has, is that if there's a loophole, he will squeeze through it. So that was one of our other things. The other part today in our paper was, you know, they had a seminar on health care, about the new health care laws, and not a lot of people showed up. I think they said six businesses showed up. But the impact this is going to have on businesses is, or could be, of our new health care regulations could be huge. If you hire more than 50 people, you're going to be there's going to be a lot of money that you're going to be putting out. If you hire under 50, and we've got to look at this one, is that they give tax credits and all that, but does that mean we have to, I guess, on full-time employees, provide health care on this, and or the way they're saying it here? I don't think so. I think it's for the, you know, larger companies. However, there is a lot of dollars associated with this. People are still really confused about it. And the fact is that I don't think a lot of people, I think most people, from what I understand from the survey, say that health care bill needs to be changed. Does it need to be thrown out? I mean, it's here. But it doesn't mean that it has to be implemented the way it's written. The idea of having to buy insurance, medical insurance, I think that turns off a lot of people. I think that just, you know, that just doesn't fit in our craw. We're going to force you to buy health insurance. I don't, you know, that's something that is just, to me, it seems un-American, that we're going to force you to buy health insurance. And where are you going to get the health insurance? And then at some point, it's going to be the government.
Well, not only that, with TRICARE, being the fact that TRICARE is what's given to military, they're starting to change dimensions as well, and your rights on TRICARE.
Well, they're
it's being adjusted as we speak.
Well, yeah, anything in the military retirement, and they're talking about paying more for that. Okay, that's, you know, that's just okay if that's part of doing business. That's part of doing business, but I would tell them to do it just like they are here in the state of California. Before you make all these huge changes and start taking money away from all these organizations and all of these groups like veterans and people that need it, elderly, you take a good look at cutting off the money that's going to illegals. All right, our next hour, we've got Eric Wittstrom coming in from Five Star Bank. We're going to be talking about what he thinks about the State of the Union, and some of the different parts about cutting deficit and our local economy. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Just 18 days ago, she was shot in the head, point blank, and feared dead. This morning, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is out of a hospital, headed to rehab. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso follows her improvement live.
Dave, she stayed in intensive care at Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center a few days longer than expected because of fluid buildup in her brain. But after being upgraded from serious to good condition, was taken by ambulance for about a two-minute ride this morning across the Houston Medical Complex to a rehabilitation center where the next phase of Giffords' remarkable recovery will happen, Dave.
Jeff, America's red ink is getting deeper. The budget deficit predicted to go even higher. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Dave, the Congressional Budget Office now estimates this year's budget deficit will hit a record of nearly $1.5 trillion.
Healthcare spending is driving the explosive growth of our debt.
House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan argues drastically rolling back spending levels is the only way to shrink deficit spending, but President Obama instead calls for a spending freeze at current spending levels, closing corporate tax loopholes and ending the Bush-era tax cuts for the top 2% of income earners, Dave.
Jared, President Obama's en route to Wisconsin to visit businesses and factories the day after urging Democrats and Republicans to work together to grow the economy.
We know what it takes to compete for the jobs and industries of our time. We need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world.
We bought fewer homes last year, a 14% drop from 2009, the lowest number of new home sales in 47 years. But on Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points. Earlier, crossed 12,000 for the first time since June 2008, then went back down a little. It's another snowy day from Tennessee up to Boston. Some areas could get nearly a foot of snow as parts of central Florida clean up from storms that damaged homes, knocked out power, and took out this guy's truck in Groveland.
You got it, man. Messed up Ford truck here that was in good condition. Now it's worth nothing, probably.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do you jump into every business day ready to turn challenges into opportunities? Yeah! With Sage, you have the software, services, and support to make the most of every opportunity. Front office to back office, accounting to sales to HR, you can handle whatever comes at you. Experience efficiency that prepares you to jump into every business day and succeed. Visit SageToolkit.com today.
This message is for the dogs in the car, for the schnauzers, the huskies, the labradoodles, the pugs. I have good news. CSX trains take 1 million tons of freight off the highways each day, relieving traffic congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows, hang out your fat tongues, and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, go to CSX.com.
President's trip to Wisconsin.
Solar lighting, wind turbines, and aluminum, products made by three companies that President Obama will visit today here at Orion Energy Systems. He's expected to talk about how they benefited from government grants. Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols tells Fox News Radio he looks at his town as a success story.
2 years ago, our unemployment was 14%. Today, it's near 8%. We've rebuilt our manufacturing bases with several key companies.
While green technology is the focus, some residents say they'd like to hear more about health care. In Manitowoc, Wisconsin, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A coal mine disaster in Columbia. At least five are dead, 16 more trapped underground, and rescuers can't get down to them after an explosion at the same mine where a 2007 blast killed 32. There are reports out of Russia that two transport police officials and two officers have been fired 2 days after the suicide bombing that killed 35 at a Moscow airport.
In a Moscow cathedral, conflicting opinions, one priest urging Russians to fight. Fight this evil, says priest Andrei Ovchinnikov. Russians should stand and defend the motherland. But one churchgoer apparently disagreeing. We should all listen to others more, she says, then maybe attacks wouldn't happen. The Kremlin has vowed retribution, but for now there's no public confirmation of who put a bomb in the crowd at Moscow's Domodedovo airport. As flags fly at half-staff across Russia today, suspicions lie on Muslim separatists, or perhaps just the victims of Russia's security operations in the south. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A big upset in tennis and a retirement. Top seed Rafael Nadal knocked out in the Australian Open quarterfinals by David Ferrer, limping through after suffering a leg injury. Nadal missing out on winning a fourth straight Grand Slam. On the women's side, Justine Henin is calling it quits, retiring a second time, saying an elbow injury limited her comeback. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:05 in the morning, January the 26th, 2011. And I think it's going to be a great day today, Linda.
Beautiful day. Currently 56 degrees, going to be high of 72. Beautiful, sunny, mostly clear tonight with a low of 40 degrees. Well, spectacular.
It is going to be great. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place. I heard somebody talking about it yesterday, and I'd go in there for a meeting because they offer a meeting room, a free meeting room for organizations there. You just check it out with Joe or Shelley, who just support our community in so many different ways. And then you have Espresso Joe's, which gives you great coffee, great iced drinks too as it gets warmer and warmer. And, of course, the best walk-in humidor in the state. Any type of tobacco product that you want is available at Tobacco and Brew, and the finest cigars.
We want to give a shout out, of course, to Classic Cafe. Oh, we love Millie and her sister, and it's German food. German food from 5 to 9, Classic Cafe. That's 2427 Athens Avenue, January 28th. And they are going to have stuff like Rinder Ruldaden and Sauerbraten.
Easy for you to say.
And Schweinebraten and Paprihana Mittnudeln.
The only problem is if you eat there, you know, eat too much of it, you feel like you want to go over and invade Utah.
And then you go across the way and you say, you will like it.
Yeah. Anyway, no, but this food is great. They do it once a month. This is, you know, they have such a great deal on once a month when they have the their special dinners. And Millie and the gang are just, I mean, the food's great, and it's a place where you can go in there, and it's like a history of people that have served in the different wars. All their photos are on the walls.
It's a museum.
And it's great. It's like a mini museum there. It's great. And you have to call them, though.
Totally support our veterans. 244-4939, and they're also going to be featuring German beers and wine.
Okay. We've got a lot of comments in here, and our guest, Eric is on his way right now and is caught in, I don't know, he can't really say he's caught in traffic. Can you say he's caught in traffic in Reading? Nah, he's just doing it. You know, one of the things that people are talking about here is that, again, getting into illegals, the IDs, how much we're spending on it, that the people don't even, they don't even have to fill out paperwork to get things, where if you are a born in America citizen and you go into any type of healthcare facility, you fill out all types of paperwork. You have to show ID and all that. And they're saying is that fair? Is that fair? I mean, why did I have to do that? And they don't. So there's so many of those. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking the economy here in Reading, the North State. What the banker says about the State of the Union and corporate tax cuts, is that the way to go? Can we bring back industry? What is the way of bringing industry back to our country? This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Oh Lord, we cry out, we've been lost.
Hey, Jim Wilson here with Pray North State. God bless you. Join me and a few of my friends Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. on this station for the Genesis Generation radio program. And don't forget to thank the medical practice of Andre Van Maul and Julie Winter, Need to Speed Downtown, Hild Collision Center in Reading and Anderson, and Mike Latow's Farmers Insurance Agency.
Oh Lord, we cry out.
If you want to help your community and have fun at the same time, join the Shasta Family Justice Center for a sock hop and ice cream social on March 12th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Mark Street Promenade.
The Shasta Family Justice Center offers victims of family violence a one-stop shop of services to help them break the cycle of abuse.
Tickets for the sock hop are only $5 and are available at Leatherby's, Keller Williams, and online at enjoymagazine.net.
Sponsorships for the sock hop are still available. To find out more, please call 243-8868 or online at ShastaFJC.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:11 in the morning, January the 26th. It's right now 56 degrees. It's going to be a great day. And hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks offers a lot of great deals, and their senior deal, two for $12. You got to be 55 or older. And you get just there's just a numerous entrees, and it's at 501 East Cypress. You can have anything from fish to ham to a roast turkey dinner, and again, a senior menu, must be 55 or older, and two entrees for $12. What a great deal! Lumberjacks is looking out for the people in our community. Their prices are good. Their portions are astounding, and the quality is just outstanding. That's Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. Our guest today, Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
Well, we'd like to have you here on a regular basis to talk economic indicators, what's going on with our economy here in the North State. And then it's really fortunate because last night, President Obama and the State of the Union really concentrated on the economy.
Yes, he did. That was as we've been talking for a number of years, you know, the solution to the economy is jobs, jobs, jobs. And it's not public sector jobs, it's private sector jobs. So it was good to see a refocus on the economy and jobs.
Well, you know, we still have a 9.4% unemployment in the United States. Of course, California is, I think, 12.8.
Yep, and our county's close to 20.
Close to 20, and then you get into other places in Trinity County that, I mean, they're pushing 30%. Did you see anything in the State of the Union last night that gave you hope that there may be some changes here?
Well, I think the State of the Union was big on rhetoric and kind of short on details, but that's normal for the State of the Union. I think the hope that I see is that, you know, with a Republican-controlled House, that there is a working together to accomplish something, that there's a realization that we can't drive one agenda to the American people, that they need to work together to drive an agenda that creates jobs, creates economic opportunity, and improves our quality of life.
The both sides, you know, from comments you see in today's paper. It looks like both sides said, you know, there's rhetoric there, but I'm not sure about the specifics. You know, one person said, well, I like the way that, you know, the direction we're heading. That was a Democrat. I kind of feel if you're a Democrat, you're going to like the speech generally. And then if you're Republican, you're going to kind of like, well, there's not enough meat here. It's the independents, I would hope, that would take a look at this and say, well, how are you going to do this? We've got a $1.4 trillion deficit and a $14 trillion debt.
Yep. Well, you know, it's going to be a challenge. We're seeing it certainly here in California, where the new Governor Brown is trying to tackle the expense side of the ledger, not the revenue side. The revenue side has dropped, and he's working hard to cut on the expense side. And I think that's what needs to happen on Capitol Hill, too, is work real hard on the expense side to pull back on programs that are maybe, you know, things we want, not things we need, and focus on investing in our future.
Well, one of the things that Obama said was providing a wireless capability to the entire country.
Yeah.
I have a problem with the fact that he's talking about the government providing a wire. I believe that was what I took from it.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think that's a government sector responsibility. The private sector can, if there's the fundamentals of supply and demand. If there's the demand for it, there'll be a supply, and the private sector will figure out a way to do it. And we're working to that. You know, I don't know that solves anything. It helps with the information flow, but it doesn't necessarily stimulate.
It seems like it would be, if anything, it would take away from the private sector if you're going to have the government do it.
Yep.
The other point of that is if the government builds it, they control it.
Yes.
And I have a problem with the government controlling such a widespread way of passing information.
Well, you wouldn't want them controlling, for example, the telephone companies.
No.
You know, it'd be a similar circumstance.
Nor television, nor radio, right, or any of those. Right. I mean, so when you start talking about that's just scary.
We're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to take your questions and your emails and comments in the KCNR 1460 website. Our guest is Eric Woodstrom, Five Star Bank. We'll be right back.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans, financing available. OAC.
You dream of a platinum wedding, but the reality is you're working with a bronze budget? Then join us for Bridal Talk on KCNR 1460 AM. You'll find the latest tips and information from the area's best wedding industry professionals who really understand how to make your dreams of the perfect wedding a reality in spite of the current economy. And be sure to register for home entertainment products at Clyde's Next Generation, your brand source home entertainment store located in the Shasta Center behind Cool Hand Luke's in Redding.
Bridal Talk, Sundays from noon till 1 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott this morning on Free Fire Radio. Currently 56 degrees, going to be high today of 72. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards, 8:20 in the morning on this 26th of January. If you're just tuning in, we have Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite right there on 1345 Liberty Street. They've moved. Their phone number is 244-1988. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite, does great work. He's a local guy, veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He's one of the people that we support. He's a local guy. He supports us, and he does great work. He guarantees it. That's Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite, 244-1988.
All right, we got a text in from somebody that said the Dow crosses the 12,000 mark.
Eric,
okay, Eric.
What does that mean?
Explain
the 12,000 mark. Well, what it means is that they're, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is an indicator of the stock market. And what it means is, you know, as it now has continued to rise over a period of time, that there's beginning to build some confidence in our economy. Profits, it'll rise for two reasons. One, confidence, and two, corporate profits. And corporate profits have been kind of back. They're not at historic high levels, but they're profitable again. Corporations, for the most part, are. But really, the indicator is that, you know, there's confidence in the market. People are buying stocks and investing in our corporations. So it's kind of a measurement of the economy. Now, you know, the 12,000 mark, I mean, we're still nowhere near the highs that we saw in 07 and, you know, before the crash in the September of 08. But having, you know, watching it kind of pull its way back is a positive sign for our economy. What it means practically for us is, you know, as an individual, is probably not much unless we have a mutual fund or, you know, an investment in the stock market.
Okay. You know, one of the questions coming through, we go back into bailouts again. You know, it's old news, but yep. Still, people are still interested in that. And now, Five Star Bank never once received money for this,
no,
right?
No, we made the decision early on that if we needed capital, that our shareholders, of which I'm one of them, will put money in to support the bank if that's what's needed to get us through this. And we haven't had to do that. We didn't want to be hamstrung with all the regulations that would come with, you know, borrowing money from the government.
Well, you know, and when they gave the money, yes, to the banks, I mean, how many hundreds of millions of dollars?
Oh, there's billions and billions.
That's what I meant, hundreds, yeah, of billions of dollars, yeah, I should say.
You know, for the most part, that's been paid back. I guess one of the questions that I've tried to find an answer for you know, what has Congress done with the money that's been paid back? What they've mostly done is respent it, as opposed to pay back the debt that they incurred to give that money out. They made money on it in most cases. You know, it was controversial at the time. The original intent was to provide money to banks and financial institutions that were solid to help stimulate growth and give them more lending opportunity to take the place of the banks that were failing. But what it morphed into quickly as politics got involved was it was a bailout. It wasn't originally intended to be a bailout, but it became a bailout. It bailed out some very, very large companies that were suffering because of changes in the market.
Well, but also on bad decisions they had
and
made,
very
too.
Bad very decisions. Bad decisions. Yeah, very bad big bets, yeah, primarily in the mortgage industry and on derivative instruments in the mortgage industry.
So, you know, the idea of a bailout was, it didn't start as a bailout. It ended up as a bailout. Yeah. And then even when they've returned the money, which I think, like you said, which I've been following, is a lot of that money has been paid back with interest. But they haven't paid down the debt.
Yeah,
they just spent it again.
That's what all, you know, what all of us Americans would do if we borrow money to buy something and then we sell that piece and get the money back, we pay our debt off.
We hope.
We hope.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
and I that's mean, the that's business.
That's business. That's old school. It's traditional. It's how we were raised.
Yep.
You don't just go bankrupt after all your credit cards are maxed out, which, you know, seems to be kind of a wave. But I need to ask you, Eric, and just to clarify and bring in to the listeners that could be tuning in right now, is that Eric is in charge of Five Star Bank here in Reading, and that your sister bank is out of Sacramento.
Yes.
So we know that the owner of the bank and the shareholders are very invested and in projects, development.
Yes.
And so we want to again say that you have been the force for us to be able to do what we do here in small businesses. And a couple days ago, we were talking about what was happening on the Record Searchlight with business closing. The next day, we had mentioned the fact, why don't you give us some encouraging news? Because it's not just all doom and gloom. So the next day was about restaurants and businesses that were opening. What would you say at this point right now is the general temperature in the North State and in Reading for businesses?
That's a great question, Linda. As you indicated, we see businesses closing every day, and I think the pace of closings is certainly higher in the last couple of years than it has been historically. There's always been businesses closing and then new businesses opening, especially in the restaurant business. But I think that what we're seeing now is that we've seen really in late 2009 and 2010, kind of a sorting out those that had too much leverage or undercapitalized, had a business model that no longer worked, have closed or are near closing. We've seen a little bit more in 2011. We'll probably see a continuation of that. But we've also seen, you know, pockets of opportunity and where people have with a great idea and a vision and capital with a good team of, you know, on their finance side and on their marketing side, are making things happen. We're seeing opportunity, and we're seeing kind of a rebirth in a lot of different industries that struggled over the last few years. And I think that's
that's what I want to hear.
Yes, we're seeing that in the restaurant business with people wanting to take risks and start a new restaurant. We're seeing
and restaurants are. I mean, that's a tough. That's business. Historically yeah. been a tough business. Yeah.
I like the whole thing. If you broke your foot, you got to get in there and rehabilitate. So I want to talk about after the break how we change with the times. I mean, sometimes we get stuck in a mindset, and you got to have faith. You got to believe in the American dream. And I mean, gosh, if you quit believing in the American dream, then you might as well just dry up and wither away. But I really want to talk about what you're seeing and how we had to what we need to do in order to change. A little bit of our mindset with the times.
Okay, you know, Eric, one of the things you said, there are some businesses that are reaching out there. And, you know, when Mark LaSalle was here Monday, he talked about some businesses that are, you know, that are changing or that are success stories. And is there one, I guess, one area that you see besides restaurants that's starting to take some steps forward?
You know, I think there's a number of different areas. We've seen some extremely large successes in technology companies, some small technology companies here located in the North State that have you know, developed a software and developed a product and rolled it out on a small scale, be taken over and be successful on a national scale. You know, and those don't hit the paper. They're privately owned, and people tend to not want to talk about it personally. But there's been some pockets in the technology industry. We're seeing kind of a rejuvenation in the auto business. We're seeing we've got the Subaru dealership opening up. The Nissan turned over and is now recapitalized and is opening up. We read in the paper yesterday about the Volkswagen dealer from Chico wanted to come in and sell cars again.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I like that.
See, all these things to me is like, you know, there's some good news here.
Yes.
And for so long we've heard nothing but this business closing. And one of the things we kept pounding on last week was, hey, wait a minute, what about the ones that they may have gone down smaller? They may have had to cut some employees loose, but they stayed in the game, and they kind of refocused, that's right,
figured out what worked and what didn't work, get rid of what's losing money, and get back out there.
That's right. You know, I still believe that this country has every opportunity to succeed. I mean, I believe you have the opportunity to succeed in this country. if you have an idea and you have the tenacity and yes, the financial backing, not a lot in many cases.
Yep.
But that I believe but that money
have,
is there.
You have to have skin in the game to make it to make
that's
it work.
Right.
I know,
that's
also,
right.
It's also again your team, how you build your team, and yep. That's just a perfect in everything that we look at, especially Super Bowl coming up. Who's on the team? Are you a team player? And we have a really good team around us, and Eric is part of that team. He is a major part of that team. And we are going to be taking John, hold on to the other side, because we have to go to Fox News. We do want to take your questions. We're going to read some emails. We'll be right back after these messages. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, we've got, and when we come back, one of the things that people are also talking about is how the Congress is talking about making cuts, but how do they plan on making these cuts? I mean, why can't they just see that it's happening? Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Eric Widstrom, Five Star Bank, talking about business right here in the North State and in Reading. It's interesting, and it's positive. Join us after these messages.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Reaction to President Obama's State of the Union address coming in from supporters and detractors. Wisconsin Republican Sean Duffy says the president's plan to freeze spending doesn't go far enough.
Cutting debt, saying we're gonna cap spending at our current levels. Listen, that's not going to work. We borrow $1.4 trillion a year. We have a $14 trillion debt. We have to do better than just capping at our current levels.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi agreeing with the president's plea for Democrats and Republicans to work together.
It's not about legislation. It's about problem solving. If people have solutions to do that, let's work together to solve those problems.
The president's about to land in Wisconsin following up on his speech. First stop, Orion Energy Systems, where this guy works.
We are very excited and very happy to see him. And he always more than welcome, and we hope to see him again and again.
The president visits two more companies after that. This is a Fox News alert.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Recently, my wife had her annual exam at MD Imaging, and she had said that she'd went and got a call back later that day. One of the technologists at MD Imaging said that they might have detected something. Through the course of the conversation, they told her that they were just double-checking things. She said she actually felt better than going the first time because the staff member reassured her that it's just precautionary measures. Upon the re-exam, nothing was detected, so it was a great sigh of relief for both my wife and I. And I'd like to personally thank MD Imaging and their staff for just taking the worries out of the whole process and just eliminating one big worry from our lives and putting smiles back on our faces.
Celebrating 60 years of service, MD Imaging brings together technology and compassion to gain life-saving knowledge about your health. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
It's time for the Wedding Extravaganza, the oldest wedding show in the North State. Bigger and better than ever. Sunday, February 20th between noon and 4 p.m. at the Reading Convention Center. See over 50 vendors, from photographers to wedding dresses, caterers to florists, ministers to DJs, cake makers and honeymoon getaways. Register to win a honeymoon trip for two from the Wedding Extravaganza. Every vendor will also have a gift from their booth valued at $40 or more for lucky winners. Try some delicious samplings of food and cake beginning at 3 p.m. The grand prize drawing to be given away at 3:30. You must be present to win, plus so much more at this year's Wedding Extravaganza, Sunday, February 20th at the Reading Convention Center. For more information, log on to www.theweddingextravaganza.com. Brought to you by Greg Rothman Photography and Jerry and Fred's Special Event Rentals. See you at the show!
Hi, I'm Gary Heffley. I'll put you where the fish are biting, whatever it takes, on North State Outdoor News.
I'm Reese Oriano. I'll be reporting from Alturas about hunting and fishing the northeast corner on North State Outdoor News.
My name is Mike Mogler. Fly fishing's my game. Keep a tight line and I'll mention your name on North State Outdoor News.
And this is Frank Galusha, your host for North State Outdoor News from MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Catch the latest outdoor news with us every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:35 in the morning on January the 26th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue in that little shopping center there. Great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. They support our veterans community. You can't ask for a better haircut, and that's right, it's a haircut. They're not going to style your hair. They're not going to gel your hair. They will trim your beard as Bad Bob will tell you, and it's man's last stronghold. That's right, gents. Just go on in there, sit down, read one of the magazines, look at the TV. You won't see Oprah. Cypress Square Barbershop.
There's nothing wrong with Oprah.
There's nothing wrong with Oprah, but you're not going to see her or Dr. Phil in man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Currently 56 degrees. It's going to be high of 72 today. Lovely sunny day. Our guest is Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. And before we took a break, in fact, on the phones, John.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, thank you for waiting.
Eric, how are you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Oh, good. I got a couple questions for you.
Okay, I'll try and give you answers.
I'm sure, and good ones, I know. Eric, first of all, what trend have you seen in application, excuse me a minute, and completion rate?
A little early in the morning there, John?
Yes, it's those great big doobies that are getting to me. Okay, what trend have you seen? In application and completion rates of construction loans here in Shasta County through your bank? It's for any of the banks.
Well, that's a great question. There really has been very few applications for construction loans. Right now, both the commercial and the residential real estate market, it costs more to build something than it will be worth when you complete it. And so that's pretty much stopped construction on the commercial side and on the residential side. The one exception on both of them is owner builders. If somebody will be talking when I get back, I've got two people coming in today that have owned property for a number of years. They want to build their dream house. We'll take care of them. We'll get them financed and we'll let them build their dream house.
Individually building.
Yeah.
Not building any type of development or anything.
Right. Right. Where the market, the values have crashed that the values are 80% of cost is kind of a rough number on residential, and depending on what you're building commercial, could be even higher. So it doesn't make sense to build right now. On the commercial side, we are seeing, and I think we had a half a dozen construction loans last year on the commercial side. We've got a couple in the works right now for companies that are expanding. So it's an owner user, and there's the SBA 504 program is a great vehicle for owner-occupied buildings. They provide long-term fixed-rate financing that isn't normally available. And so there's a little bit of that out there, as some of these buildings that were over-leveraged have come back, and people are and companies are buying them from the banks or buying them at a distress sale and then using them for their own business. And so we're seeing some of that.
I got one other little aside to that I'd like to ask you about. The city just recently passed an amendment to the Planning Commission rules and regulations that people could build up to like a 500 square foot grandparent or mother-in-law unit to their house without any planning fees. They were going to waive all planning fees in regards to this, which makes the cost really much more viable than anything else. Are you going to be willing to lend in those circumstances?
I think we'd look at each one individually. If the borrower is, or the owner is, creditworthy, has some level of equity in there, they're going to need to put plans together, but they just don't have fees to it, so
right,
the cost will be lower. I think we'll look at each one individually and make a decision on that.
I think it's a tremendous benefit for people to be able to do that.
Sure. Sure. You bring up a good point, John, though, about the fees. We, the the city a year or two ago came up with some ideas to help what they thought soften the cost for builders in this down market, and one of them was to defer fees. Well, you know, we're seeing there's a couple houses that we've got people looking at that were partially completed. The owner ran out of money. They're on the market now. And those deferred fees are still hanging out there. And right. and they're significant. I think in one case, it's over $40,000 of fees for a single family.
Isn't that incredible?
It is, yeah. The one piece that hasn't come down is the fees that you pay to the city, right. For permit fees.
And yet, and this is just a suggestion to those people, there is an opportunity to appeal to the city and ask for a waiver of those fees, or even a partial waiver of those fees, which can make the whole project more completable or more saleable.
Yep, and I've known on the commercial side, I haven't seen it on the residential side, but on the commercial side, the city has reached out to significant projects and help in that regard.
Yeah. Hey, John, we're going to take a break. Thanks a lot for calling, as usual. You got
thanks
good questions.
Thanks for the opportunities.
Yeah, you bet. And thanks for listening, John. You're one of our stalwarts there.
Our guest is Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. Give us a call, 605-4567. If you have a question, anything regarding finances and banking, here's the guy in the know. We'll be right back.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us, 221-6895.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Some of our upcoming shows include sexuality and addictions, as well as relationship, marriage, and parenting skills. We will also talk about common mental health issues and more complicated subjects such as schizophrenia.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Love the weather. 56 yeah. degrees. It's a great day. By the way, when we were talking about Classic Cafe, it is Kathy and Millie who are going to be having their German dinner on the 28th. That's Friday night. Saturday night, there's a lot of good stuff going on. Of course, it is the Mardi Gras, and we'll be there. Of course, it's the Soroptus International of Reading.
Blues Festival going on.
And the Blues Festival. We're going to be there, tickets too. Away tomorrow night. I know. It's one of those. We're going to be hopping around, but it's great. Tomorrow night on my show, Karen Lovely, you'll hear a fantastic interview with Karen Lovely. And I believe about 3 years ago, she did Market Fest and brought the town of Reading down. I am not kidding you. It was huge. Currently 8:44 in the morning. Our guest is Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. Before we took a break, I was asking you about the trend of banking today. What changes are you seeing in the North State? Are more people really paying their bills online? Do we still have the old-fashioned check writers and stuff like that?
Well, you know, the North State, we're an older population, if you will, compared to some of the larger cities. We're more conservative with our money. We're savers as opposed to borrowers, typically. And so we're maybe a little slower to change. But what we are seeing is there's a larger population paying online, paying bills online. I think that the convenience and the ability and the ease of paying bills online, not writing checks, licking the envelope, hoping it gets there on time, waiting for that couple days to process this and make sure they post it right, has spurred people to work and get bills paid on time. We're seeing every year less and less paper checks coming through, more and more debit cards, and then bill pay online. Although we're probably one of the last bastions of check writing. We still have the kids that come in after Christmas with the checks from their grandparents and want to cash them, and that's. That there's nothing wrong with that. We're still set up to do that.
I'm just not sure why I'm holding out.
Well, you're not the only one, Linda. We all are.
Well, we write checks here at the business. We do not.
I like to write a paper check.
Yep.
I like a drive-in movie.
Yep.
I want something that reminds me of my growing up. When I first started to bank, and I just like having a check, and I like the onion skin.
Well, and there's something, there's some closure to writing the check and putting it in.
I don't know, signing my name on something rather than swiping a card or going online. I don't like putting my information.
Hey, honey, if I
get
you
my old fashioned that way.
If I get you that yellow pad of paper and you sign your name there, would that make you as happy as signing a check? No. Okay.
but we haven't seen that. There's a lot of new applications that are coming out through banking, through some of the major banks, and integrating with your satellite phones or cell phones and mobile phones, so that you can transact business anywhere in the world. And
I had somebody that did did some sound work for us.
Yep.
And he brought it up on his iPhone. And a check, and then not a check, but moving the money, and then I signed it, and it moved the money from my bank to his via the iPhone. That was really weird,
like
especially
it.
When you could sign your name on
his iPhone.
Ooh. Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, how secure is this? Well, as it turns out, they go through all these different securities.
Sure, and like our whole financial system, it's based on trust, and 99.99% of the people are trustworthy. I mean, writing a check. We had a group of Russian businessmen here 5 or 6 years ago when they came through the North State. We spent a day talking about banking and the Federal Reserve and the system. They couldn't believe anybody would ever accept a piece of paper with someone's name on it and take it for money. They were just shocked. They said, "No, we either have a credit card or we have wheelbarrows full of cash. We would never do that." But that's our financial institution is based on trust. We mostly are trustworthy people, and in that case, with that application where you could sign electronically, the vendor's probably trustworthy. It's just who can now go steal that signature of yours, replicate it, and use it against you, and all your banking information. And I guess that's what that's the unknown. Where there's a lot of people out there trying to steal it. And they're being successful from time to time. We see, we had a series of defalcations on debit cards last year that ended up being somewhere out of the Southeast, and all the Walmarts in the Southeast were using debit cards from California to get cash, at 9 o'clock at night and on Friday. And so Monday morning, when it all started clearing, bells and whistles came off, but hundreds of thousands of dollars are gone.
Well, we've had people And we've had people that we know of that have been hit. Yeah. My son-in-law and daughter have been hit twice.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, Vince and Jennifer. And he's a U.S. Marshal. He understands this. And, sure. But they got into it a different way.
Yep.
So it's one of those things that, so you know, that's a little whole scary. Show yep. is trying to figure out how you can protect yourself in today. Because you want to make it, you know, you want to be able to do things a little bit easier. The banks want you to go to a paperless environment because it saves
some
them money.
Some of them are charging some you of, not to.
Yeah, and that's right. And we talked about that. Like Bank of America is charging you to have to write a check.
To write a check and come into the bank.
Yeah, even to come into bank. I just find that, you know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And, you know, that's one of the things, I guess, large banks are doing this. Where smaller banks are still kind of.
Well, we pride ourselves. I mean, we feel we're separate because, you know, we give customer service face-to-face. We can have a discussion with our customer.
We understand, love that.
Understand their needs and try and help them get there. And, you know, the big banks don't do that anymore. And so that's a niche we can fill and do it, you know, hopefully profitably. And fortunately for us, we've been profitable. We continue to be profitable.
Well, you know how you remember the series Cheers?
Yes.
You guys are like, you walk in and there's four people and or five people and everybody knows your name. And it feels like family that's taking care of you, helping you to develop. And that is our mission in life, is to, you really, you know, we love the community. You want it to be a better place. And Five Star, you guys do a lot of things around the community. I think you're kind of somewhat silently unsung heroes in a sense that you guys have really contributed to the community financially, backing a lot of events and, you know.
Yeah.
Small businesses, the ones that you back, you know, you can walk in there and you see people you know in the bank that are business people. So.
And sometimes they just sit down and watch a baseball game.
Because you got a great big screen TV.
That's
there.
Right.
And then there's, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
There's drinks and you have chocolate and stuff. Okay, we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're talking about right now the classy cafe. Everybody's in there talking about the food. It is. It's great. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after these messages.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Treat your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 11th at 6 o'clock. Just a $40 buy-in for couple or $25 for singles, plus a $500 cash add-on to the prize pool. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play to all tournament players. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river.
Make the magic happen this Valentine's Day at Wind River Casino with a sweetheart dinner show featuring hypnotist Tyson Palin, the master of laughter, combining humor and hypnosis like no other, and magician The Amazing Matthias, a fun and classy magic act combining excitement, comedy, and mystery. On Monday, February 14th, the event center will transform into a magical dinner show. Tickets are only $50. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. It's better on the river.
When I was a child, I was taught jealousy was something to be ashamed of. Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. People have been taught for thousands of years not to covet thy neighbor. In other words, do not be jealous of your fellow man. But jealousy seems to feed on itself, and if enough people are involved, it seems justified, and the shame is gone. When I was a child, thou shalt not covet seemed to be one of the least important commandments, since it seemed so easy to comply. As an adult, I can see the ancient wisdom of this simple commandment by the anger, resentment, and unhappiness that so many in our nation are experiencing today. There are politicians in Washington that encourage jealousy and resentment towards the wealthy, the haves against the have-nots, one American against another, when they should be working to ensure success for all Americans. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Back down. Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rental.
So make up your mind.
You can
stand
okay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Our last stretch, 8:54 in the morning on January the 26th. Going to be a great day today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. Any type of tobacco accessory or tobacco that you can possibly think of, they've got there. Then you walk next door to Espresso Joe's and get that coffee, get that iced drink. And you sit next, then you go next door again, and you just sit there and use their Wi-Fi and enjoy your coffee.
How great is that?
It is. It's great. You know what? They're great Americans. They support our community, and we just really, really like Joe and Shelley in Tobacco and Brew. They're a class act. They really are.
Now, at the break, we were talking with Eric about scanning checks into cell phones and the wave of the future.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Well, one of the banks is coming out with, or the iPhone has come out with an app. And some of the banks are accepting it. Some of the large banks are, where, you know, if you get a check in the mail or a check from somebody, you can take a picture with your iPhone or mobile phone, and then that image is transmitted to your bank as a deposit. So it would allow you to deposit checks without having to actually go into the bank. You know, and that will work as long as everybody's honest. But where it doesn't work is if someone's scanning, you know, filling out fraudulent checks and then scanning them and putting them in their account. It's the same risk we have now, but someone could be doing it in, you know, in a wall tent in Wyoming, like we talked about, or, you know, up on top of a mountain someplace where you can't find them if they're putting fraudulent checks in. So it adds a layer of risk to banking. It's, you know, it hasn't been a lot of requests for it from customers. I don't think it's been universally accepted, but it's as technology evolves, that's one of the ways that it's evolved.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can understand, you know, the electronic banking and how it makes it easier. And we were just again talking with Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank over the break. And you know, I still personally write checks because I like it. Gives me a feeling of that, okay, I know where this money's going. I know what it's going for. Yeah. And somebody's got to show me an invoice, or I've seen it, you know, and it helps me keep, and if it's even kind of submerged back there, it keeps me a running track of kind of what's going on,
right,
too. And I think that's what happens sometimes when we get into electronic mode, is kind of lose touch.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it kind of lose touch a little bit with what, you know, what's going on. Eric, our last 2 or 3 minutes here, what's your insight for this coming next 6 months, next quarter or year?
Well, right, I think here, you know, I think we're going to – first, we're having great weather, so everybody's optimistic.
Right.
But I think that we're going to see – you know, we've seen a hunkering down for a couple of years. We've seen those that were leveraged and took too much risk financially have problems. But I think we're going to see opportunity. We're going to see opportunity for business growth with and we're going to see some new innovation that'll come out and change some industries. Right now, it's hard to predict which industries those are going to be, but we'll see innovation. There's people working to make changes, you know, to automate things, to change industry. So I think we're going to see, you know, another year probably of low interest rates. Rates are projected to go up towards the end of 2011. We're going to see slow growth, if any growth in the economy. Real estate prices aren't going to turn around anytime soon. They may continue down a little bit. So it's going to be another year or so of tough times, of, you know, making sure that we're spending money prudently, not recklessly. But I think it's opportunity for those that have some capital, have an idea, and are willing to, you know, kind of work hard, roll up their sleeves, and build for the future.
Well, we really appreciate you being on, Eric, from Five Star Bank, and we encourage, if you're looking to get a real personal feeling today with so many things that are unpersonal or impersonal. Five Star Bank right across from the VA clinic off of Hartnell. And we just appreciate, ask you to come back again in February.
Sure.
And let us share with our listeners what's going on in the North State and regarding, you know, finances and money and all that good stuff that really affects us all.
So very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, thanks a lot, Eric, for coming in. And, you know, again, you know, just being able to talk about it and getting another overview from somebody in the banking industry really helps. Tomorrow, our guest is going to be John Stadelli. We're going to be talking not just, you know, Super Bowl cooking ideas, but also, you know, some political things that John and I have discussed before that should be interesting.
Plus, we're going to have free tickets to give away from the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, we've got, and then again tomorrow night is On the Spot with Linda Bott. You know, always a great time. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Less than 3 weeks after being shot, Congresswoman Gabby Giffords continues to improve, enough to have her moved again to a rehabilitation center. The explanation live from Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso.
Ron, Giffords had been in intensive care since her arrival Friday in Houston, as doctors at Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center drained excess fluid from her brain, calling it only a minor setback. And today, doctors say she's better, moving her from ICU a couple of blocks away. Her husband, Mark Kelly, also along on the ambulance ride to a rehabilitation center where Giffords will call home in the coming months, Ron.
Jeff, following up his State of the Union call to grow the economy, President Obama is in Wisconsin today.
One local business owner says the talk here in Manitowoc is about
jobs, industry, business, how's everybody doing? And actually, we're doing pretty good.
Something that couldn't be said a couple of years ago when the unemployment rate here reached 14%. President Obama is expected to say that the three companies he's visiting here today